Colleagues, let's start with our meetings at 10. Most you won't mind when eating while during the meeting, really. This is a friendly meeting. It's not Ethiopian, but Bafana. And hopefully we are going to qualify. If we don't qualify, Graham, we must consider taking the committee to Brazil. How you justify that if Bafana Bafana not playing, that would be your business. And the basketball must also go to Brazil. And then you can then justify that you are doing oversight punishing over basketball South Africa in Brazil. And we really pray that Bafana Bafana should qualify. We have not qualified for some time, really. It's not a very good indication to us, and I think it's the best thing. And hopefully we are going to play against Botswana and win convincingly. If we don't win convincingly, I think we'll have a real problem. And the failure to go to Brazil would be a very serious blow for us. We're looking forward to go to Brazil. When we met with them here, they promised us that they're going to take us to Brazil. Most of you should call them to come and account. They must come and account. They promised us that we are going to Brazil. And if we fail to go to Brazil, that would be a serious problem. They would consider doing that. And then, good morning, colleagues. Let us start with our meeting in the morning. Basketball South Africa. I want to apologize on their behalf that there's no female person at the moment. It's coming tomorrow. We are still empowering them. The empowerment doesn't stop. It's a continuous process. Okay. Now we shouldn't shoot for this, allow the basketball team to make a come this side, comrade. Come this side, really. This side is not reserved for DA. Come this side, really. General too. And there are two apologies, colleagues, here. There's General Olomisa and Mr. Mpashele. He's a very angry man nowadays. Is that
choosing everyone of feeling ill? Because absolutely no business about how PAC works, but he accuses all of us now that they are killing the organization.
And we should colleagues deal with the presentation by Basketball South Africa. And after that, members will remain for two things. To adopt the minutes of the committee, but also to deal with our oversight visit to the remaining provinces. And then we should really invite them the basketball South Africa to introduce themselves and then deal with the presentation and we'll have a discussion about some of the issues that are going to raise and then I think then we'll be able to say what we think should be the way forward on some of the issues that they may raise that are very critical for the development and of basketball in South Africa. Can I invite the leader of the delegation to make the introduction? Graham, who's doing that is you? Of the leader of the delegation?
Well, if you can bring one woman there, Chair, thank you very much for the opportunity for inviting us to come today. We also thank the committee members for extending the invitation to Basketball South Africa to make the committee aware of what has been happening in basketball. We hope that by the end of this session we will be able to put the right picture to everyone where we are, where we're coming from, and where we are going to. Without wasting time, I would like to introduce my colleagues that I came with. Immediately on my left-hand side, it's Mr. Pam Abrahams, who is the chairperson or the convener of the intern committee. You would remember that basketball is an administration, so we don't have the president yet or the full-time chairperson. On my immediate right, I've got Charles Foster, who is the technical manager who looks after all the technical issues of Basketball South Africa. On my far left, I've got big man there, Mr. Tepo Nyewe, who is our head of administration. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Obama. Okay, next we should invite you to make a presentation.
Chairperson, honorable member, thank you for this opportunity to meet with you and my colleagues there. I'm certainly basketball has ever appeared before this committee. I'm told certainly not over the last 6 or 7 years. Just in terms of the delegation that we have with us, I've noted what the chairperson has said about the makeup of the delegation. Truth be told, Chairperson, that will unfold as we go through it. Basketball has absolutely no resources. We have two ladies on the interim committee, one from Durban, one from Johannesburg. People 3 years had to use their own resources to get here. It's a simple truth of the matter. So it was who could get himself here without any cost in organizations whose organizations don't have funding. So that might sound like an excuse. The truth is, that's the reality. BSA does not have any elected structure at the moment. Ironically, yesterday, the 17th of June, it was a year ago that basketball was placed under administration by Telstra.
Yeah. I think you need to record it. Too much people make.
Okay.
Sorry about the chair. It's a bit awkward.
Oh. I'd like to be recorded.
Okay, again, honourable members, thank you for having us here this morning. As I indicated, a year yesterday since Basketball South Africa was placed under administration by SACOC. I personally have never been involved in the administration of basketball. I was asked by SACOC to assist basketball to restructure itself, to reorganize itself, very much like athletics has been asked a couple of weeks ago. The difference is none of the persons serving on the interim committee are being paid. None of them are being resourced in any way whatsoever. So we do it out of our pockets, and we attempt to get basketball going. The committee there is Albert Mukwena, who as we speak is sitting in a basketball meeting in Johannesburg now. Mary Magubani is from Gauteng. Lungili is from Durban. Raymond Hack, who represents SASCOC there. Patient SASCOC and myself. The terms of reference which was given to this committee a year ago was to restore the functionality of BSA, including a review of the status of the provinces and affiliates, and I've heard about the chairman referring to the oversight role which the committee still has to do in a couple of provinces. It's certainly useful for us in that regard. then to continue coordinating projects and activities of BSA, to assess the financial state of BSA, and you will see later on what that is, to engage funders that require explanation and understanding. I can tell you up to date, Basketball South Africa has debt, they have creditors up to 6 million rand outstanding. To take measures to complete all outstanding financial audits and then to convene the proper AGM come March 31st, which has come and gone, but I'll explain that to you as well. What measures have been taken thus far to restore the functionality of basketball? Let me put it to this way, Chairman. In 2007-2008, a new committee was elected into basketball. It seems over that period of time, the elected committee neglected to do all or most of its responsibilities, including putting in place a sound administration, including putting in place a constitution. There seems to be, on the face of it, Chairman, a misuse and even abuse of the funding of basketball, and hence they were removed from office and placed under administration by SASCOC. SASCOC have also removed them from all structures of basketball in the country. They cannot participate in any form of basketball, or in that matter, other forms of sport as well in the country. It was as bad as that. So what have we done thus far since we've been in office? We have revised the constitution in line with SASCOC requirements. That constitution will be presented in draft form at a meeting of BSA on the 29th of June for adoption in line with the requirements of both SASCOC and SRSA. We have also developed various policy documents which weren't in place in the past, a finance policy document, because none existed, an HR policy, code of conduct, affiliate registration, player registration, and a technical policy as well. We've also looked at procurement because people were spending money without accounting for it at all. Travel and subsistence allowances, you would find a ridiculous situation where a person will travel 34 kilometers and claim, argument's sake, 100 rand. And somebody will travel 600 kilometers and travel and claim 100 rand. And you would wonder just how people actually arrive at this type of thing. Then delegations of authority as well, and then selections where that is possible. Finance. No audited financial statements were done since 2010. So we have now completed the financials for 2010 and have the sign-off. And again, we had to go to an auditing firm who has to do this pro bono because we don't have money. So there's a company called Sitorian Associates who have kindly assisted us in finalizing these audits. The 2011 to 2013 financials are with the auditors at the moment as we speak, and this will be finalized in time for our proposed AGM, which takes place next month. Creditors, we have in excess of 5.5 million rand. And the tragedy of these creditors, Chairman, some of them are small businessmen, a bus company, for instance, who we owe 20,000 rand. And that is the difference between bed on his table and not having bread. So what do I have to do every week when he phones me? I have to make excuses. I've never seen something more tragic in sport than this. Then there are, of course, big creditors as well, where we owe up to 2.5 million rand. We have outstanding issues with the lottery distribution agency, and they are assisting us in resolving that as well. We have outstanding debts with SARS. People were paid salaries, but were never, and they were taxed. It was never ever paid over to SARS. This is the type of things we discovered in the last 12 months. So we are in ongoing negotiations with creditors. I feel like I dodge them most of the times. When I see certain numbers, I say, do I take this call now or not? Because you have to have excuses all the time for these people. But the positive side, we have acquired the services again, without payment of a chartered accountant who is acting as a consultant, and he has put in place all the financial policies for us. He works quite closely with the office staff, and I want to touch on the office staff as well. So we put in place a 3-year budget cycle, but it's great having budgets. There's no finance to carry out whatever is in those budgets. But our new financial system has been developed, and I think it will certainly assist the organization going forward. Provinces, this is a huge problem. Once we have actually addressed the national organization, we realize that the provinces are no better off than the national organization. I've done visits to 2 provinces thus far, as well as affiliates. They don't even have a constitution in place. They don't have executive committees in place. They don't have a bank account, let alone finance in the provinces. So we are doing an audit in all the provinces, and we hope to complete that by the end of July to see. And we say to them, let's not hide things away. Start at the bottom. Tell us what is the worst case scenario, and then from there we can build. So what we're doing is we're involving the provincial sports confederations, we're involving the provincial governments as well to assist these provinces. Not one of them have an office. So they run out of boots of cars and people's homes, etc. So there's absolutely no capacity in the provinces. There's total state of disorganization. And there are few, if any, organized leagues. Later on you'll see what's the impact on us as a national sport. So certainly, as I indicated, we are engaging with various stakeholders, and as a committee we would certainly look for your assistance in getting to some of the provinces where it's more difficult than others. Schools and tertiary institutions are also not optimally organized, very poorly organized. Tertiary institutions have their national championships in Cape Town next month, but there are 25 institutions. And certainly it is not organized the way it should be. Schools basketball, unfortunately, despite what anybody else says, it's in a mess. Where it functions best is at private schools and Model C, former Model C schools, and in certain pockets like in the Western Cape and Soweto. But for the rest of the country, totally disorganized. But what is the global statistics of this sport? What is the potential of this sport? There are 213 countries who belong to FIBA. Basketball is a major sport on every continent. FIBA has 450 million registered members. And 53 countries play the sport on the continent, associated, linked to FIBA Afrique. 3 African countries qualify for the Olympic Games and the World Championships. For us, that remains a far-off dream for now. What's the rankings in Africa? The top rankings are Angola, Nigeria, Tunisia, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire. We are ranked 14th in Africa, which is terrible for South Africa, and 68th in the world, which is probably on a par with South Africa. The women rankings, Mali, Senegal, Angola, Nigeria. You will see the 2 common countries are Angola and Nigeria, and then Mozambique. Here we are ranked 17th and 70th. First in the world. What are the positives as far as basketball is concerned in South Africa? The total annual participation in 2012, this is last year, there are 420,000 people playing basketball in this country, up from 411,000 in 2011, but down from 437,000 in 2009. You can see here where the mess came between 2009 and 2012, where we lost something like 17,000 people playing the sport. Of this, 265,000 are active social participants in the sport. They're not in clubs. And the challenge is to bring those 265,000 people into clubs. The total black participation, and this is the point I want to emphasize, Chairman, is 375,000. The sport is played up to 91% by black South Africans. When I speak of black South Africans, I speak of everybody who is not classified as white. So quite clearly, there's a sport which is extremely popular in black communities, both male and female, but it is a neglected sport. It is the third most popular sport amongst back males after soccer and road running. I don't think you have better potential to grow a sport than that. And ninth most popular sport amongst black females. The percentage participation in the age group, 90 to 24, the critical percent, 68%. So we have great potential to develop people in that category of 19 to 24, where you catch them when they are actually right to participate. The other age group is 25 to 34%. So if you look at that, Chairman, it's 94% is in those critical age groups where we can actually grow the sport. The adult spectator interest, despite the mess, is 2.2 million people love watching the sport, of which 2 million are black. So I think the point we're trying to make here is, why are we neglecting a sport which has so much potential for growth? That's negative trend. We put in place a turnaround strategy, which we believe has the potential to turn this sport into one of the top sports in the country over the next 10 years. We say right in the center, a successful South African basketball team on the world stage is what we are seeking. But what do we need to do that? We need effective and efficient national structure, and that's what we're working on. Then we need a structured mass participation program at every level, which is non-existent. But we'll show you what we are doing in that regard. We then need an aspirational top-level national club competition, which we will present on today as well. And then we need quality men and women national teams, which again is non-existent. We believe if we follow this model and we implement it, and we find people are capable of implementing this and people are willing to sacrifice to implement this, basketball can certainly start competing with the soccers and rugby's and the cricket of this world in South Africa. What is the model that we intend rolling out? Right at the bottom is the development of mass participation at schools, clubs, youth, disabled, refs, coaches, table officials, administrators, and we'll show you what we've done thus far over the last 12 months. Then the Premier League, go back please. Then the Premier Leagues in the provinces we need to get going. The PBL, USA, which is the university body, and wheelchair basketball, and at the top of the triangle, our national teams. Where are we going to focus on the next 4 years? We are not being unduly optimistic and think we can conquer the world. We are saying we need to bring next year a Four Nations tournament for both men and women into this country, which requires money. We want to participate in a tournament in Taiwan called the William Jones Cup for men, the Samora Michelle Games in Mozambique for women, a Serbia invitation for both men and women, Zone 6 games in February 2015, both men and women, AfroBasket. That is the top men's competition, we are saying, 2015. Afro Women, September 2015. Then again, William Jones Cup in June 2015. And again, a Four Nations tournament. And then Serbia and Samora Michelle. We believe we can start building our national teams if we participate in that. But where that goes, huge resources. Okay? What are the main elements of our strategic plan? Club development. Critical to the success, developing a sustainable club structure in all provinces, overseeing and monitoring the organization of mini-basketball. And we want to start introducing mini-basketball into at least 90 schools this year who's never played basketball before, and that will be in partnership with one of the broadcasters who we have a relationship with. To recruit children into the sport, we believe, is the starting point. And then to facilitate the establishment of local leagues for clubs. Talent identification, we need to put in place a tracking system to identify talent at an early age. And for this, we are going to need to organize various camps at an academy and elite level to get our best talent through. Our priorities as far as programs are concerned, first, leagues in all the districts. districts and provinces, schools programs, and we have already started with Gauteng government around organizing schools programs, youth competitions, university competitions, regional leagues, and the semi-professional league or professional league, which we will speak to later on as well, and then, of course, national and international competitions. Chairman, but to give you an idea of, firstly, all international competitions we've withdrawn from, because it doesn't make sense. I don't believe in window dressing. So we've withdrawn from international competitions, and instead cleaning up our house. But we need to keep something going on a national level. And in March of this year, I think the 27th to the 31st of March? Perhaps it was later, or earlier. We organized the national championships in Gauteng without a cent. The province we're sitting in, the morning before we had to start the game at 1 o'clock that morning, they were supposed to start about 10 o'clock playing. At 1 o'clock that morning, those players were still sitting here waiting for a bus to pick them up. We had to use contacts to get them here. The same applied to Northern Cape and Eastern Cape, Limpopo and Northwest, where players have to play the game. In most of these instances, despite correspondence by the DG of sport and BSA to the provinces, to the provincial government to assist, there was no such assistance. There wasn't even acknowledgement. So quite clearly there's this juncture between the provincial structures and government structures. We were determined for this games to go ahead. We begged, borrowed and stole, but we got all the provinces there. And we had a 4-day event which the minister used as well to announce the professional league. The point I'm trying to make here, it's senseless for us to criticize sport and the organization of sport, of people who do it purely voluntarily, when there is absolutely no assistance for them from any quarters. It's really as bad as that. Okay? A national team program, identifying, recruiting, and appointing a national coach. We don't even have a national coach yet. Ensure team selection in a structured and coordinated way. Establish a national coaches commission, and later on you can see what we're using as a basis to establish a national coaches commission. Then establish and develop under 16, under 18 senior team for both women and men to start preparing them for 2014. Our main areas of focus, annual seniors for both men and women. BNL rollout in 2013, and this is one of the exciting things I want to share with you. A National Tertiary Institutions Cup, which we probably want to call Uniball. Hosting a Four Nations Tournament in 2014, where we can invite some countries here, and then, of course, the games in Mozambique in 2014. Then, like I said, the FIBA Zone 6 games, Afro Basketball, and the All-Africa Games in 2015. But All-Africa Games is still some way off. Capacity building, this is where we can say things are starting to happen. So facilitate the training of coaches, referee administrators according with FIBA regulations. We have had an American coach out here last year, and you will see what huge impact he made while he was here. We want to introduce awareness and training related to sport medicine, sport science. Those things are non-existent in the sport. Absolutely non-existent. Forming a coaches commission with regular courses, a national referees commission, and that's why we have Charles Foster here. He will speak to that as well. And then identify and train accredited table officials. So what have we done thus far in training and development? In 2012, we trained 272 coaches who completed a FIBA course here in the country, across the country. Two provinces were not included, Limpopo and Northern Cape, because they couldn't organize themselves. So we brought a coach out from the U.S., fantastic person who we call Coach Nelson. He trained those people over a period of time. They did examinations, etc. But once again, Chairman,
certain provinces, including the Western Cape, KZN, Gauteng. No resources. So what have we to do with this coach? We have to pay his accommodation out of our pockets. We have to fly him around out of our pockets. To give you one example of how pathetic it was in this regard. Because in some provinces, the provincial government got a venue and gave people meals at the venue. They put government officials onto these courses who had no clue of basketball. I don't even think they know how basketball itself looked. So that's the type of problems that we had to deal with. And we had to sort those people out. We had to kick them off, in actual fact. But just to say, we now have 270 coaches across the country training. 17 of these coaches have FIBA Level 2 qualification. In other words, those 17 people are capable of coaching national teams. FIBA makes it very clear that the minimum condition to coach a national team is Level 2 FIBA course. So we have those people there. We have 45 table officials who were credited, Charles trained this year and last year. We have 50 referees who attained national status and 7 referees who attained international status. So 7 of our referees can do, and they actually do international matches as well. We need statisticians, so we have 18 accredited here. And then, together with the University of Pretoria, a person called Professor Rian Putter, in March this year we trained 22 administrators in governance and administration, again, at our own cost. Going forward, what are we planning? We're planning a basketball national league, and I will give you much more detail on this, to start in September of this year. The women's section will start in 2015, and I'll explain this later on. It will be known as the PBL, and they're under license to BSA. And the main objective here really is to build a competitive national team through a strong league. We want to create an aspirant professional league for both men and women. We want this to reach every corner of the country, both urban and rural, and we want to gain maximum exposure for South Africa, both here on the continent and abroad. As far as scientific support is concerned, Chairman, I said to you earlier, this is non-existent. Stellenbosch University assisted us until about 2009. We have a debt of Stellenbosch University of close to 400,000 rand. They stopped that because we couldn't pay them. So that has fallen away as well. The Free State government through the MEC has been fantastic. He has made available at least some type of scientific support in the Free State together with the provincial courts council there. So we are looking at doing high performance cap in the Free State, skill development, coaching courses, research, etc. At least there is one positive, and the Free State government is helping in that regard. What are the challenges we face? More than anything else, Chair, there's lack of credibility in this organization where you have some great reputational damage to the brand of basketball. It's poor or no leadership. Morale amongst players are absolutely low. We have no resources, no finance. We have huge debt. We have dysfunctional provinces. We have no dedicated basketball facilities in this country. And the country wants you to perform. But I'll come to that. Where we do have it, it is poor quality, and there's no customized floors in this country. We'll speak to that as well. What is some of the objectives that we're setting ourselves? To improve our African ranking for men from 14 to the top 6 by 2016, and for women from 17 to a top 8. That should be for women, actually, by 2016. Yeah. This is what I want to illustrate to you what a basketball court should look like. The top one is at international standard. The bottom one is what we find in Mozambique. A dedicated basketball facility in a country as poor as Mozambique. And that is why you would have seen where Mozambique is ranked. There again, I want you to see the contrast there. The one on the left, the upper picture is in Mozambique, and you would see the backboard there as well. The bottom one is South Africa. terrible backboards. I want you to look at that floor. There's about 5 different types of lines on that floor. It's for volleyball, for basketball, for netball, for you name it. And they expect players to perform. That is how they. Okay? There you can see clearly the number of lines. See, it was a national championships being played, not on a customized floor, but on a vinyl floor. Nobody can perform with that type of facility. Throughout the country, there is not one dedicated basketball facility. The only places who have it are universities, and the universities use it for multi-sport types as well. If we invite any country to come play here, basketball, they will not come here because we do not have basketball floors. A basketball floor costs about 1.5 million rand. Mm-hmm. Basketball South Africa acquired one about 3 years ago, which we have in storage at the moment, because it doesn't belong to us. It hasn't been paid for. And the owner of the basketball floor has been harassing us to return the team. I'm holding back. I'm saying, team, one day we'll try to settle. Che, if we want to be serious about basketball, then our provinces and our municipalities need to be serious about providing people with facilities. I think we create a climate for people to abuse, to maladminister, etc., if we take our eye off the ball, if we don't provide what we should be providing. Basketball is without a doubt one of the sports with the greatest potential to assist in the various social ills. Kids love it, they love the music, they like the fashion, they like the dancing. It's hip, it's sexy. But it cannot be hip and sexy if there's nothing around. So quite clearly, basketball is sitting with a huge problem of facilities, and it doesn't take rocket science to see why countries such as Angola and Mozambique are performing well compared to South Africa and the resources which we should be having. Okay? That is just the calendar, Chair, for basketball. It is in your packs. Then wheelchair basketball. Wheelchair basketball focus areas for 2012 will be competitions for men and women, for juniors as well. And in 2013 and 2014, to take part in the World Championships, and 2015 in the Paralympic qualification. Wheelchair basketball have one advantage in that they have a dedicated basketball facility which does not belong to the state in Mandeville. So wheelchair basketball uses that specifically. It is customized for wheelchair basketball. So at least in Mandeville, in Gauteng, they use that as a facility. Then, again, men and women Paralympic qualifiers in 2015, as well as the Paralympic Games in Rio. Chairman, you mentioned earlier Brazil. I think we've looked at both as far as basketball is concerned. But I want to just touch on Brazil. Brazil has a well-structured basketball system. Well-structured basketball system. And we can certainly learn from them in that regard. What is the Basketball National League? And we believe that this league has the potential to really catapult basketball way from where it is. But again, it's a question of resources, it's a question of making this work. So what is the mission of the Professional Basketball League? We want to develop a national competition, a competitive national team on the continent and beyond. We want professional players to compete with the best that they eat. We want to contribute towards developing the game across the country. And we want to create value for business partners. We want to maximize exposure of basketball and give young South Africans the recognition which they deserve through recognition and empowerment as professional basketball players. So the work has gone on very well already in the league. This is the payoff line for basketball. Only real game can recognize game. We certainly believe that we have the makings of a great league here if we can find the resources. Competition on the continent, we want to use the BNL, which is the Basketball National League, as a vehicle into Africa. We want to compete with Angola, Nigeria, Tunisia, Kenya, Zambia, Mozambique. At the moment, we do not compete with them at all. We will allow at least 3 foreign players to participate in this league, the club, and the clubs will then also participate in the African Club Championships, which is the equivalent of the CAF Champions League. Then we certainly believe that a strong league throughout the world, where you have strong leagues, you have strong basketball national teams. We believe it can play a great tool in nation building. It's recognized by all the macro structures, SASCOC, SOSA. We believe that we can promote staying school campaigns through this, safe, practicing safe sex, sport as a responsible health vehicle, etc. But once again, Chair, this can only happen with the support of the macro structures and the support of government throughout the country. This is what we propose doing in September this year. We will have two, what we call conferences, a North Conference, which will consist of Gauteng, Northwest, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga. And the cities that we propose using is Johannesburg, Soweto, Pretoria, Mafeking, Polokwane, and Nelspruit. And then the South, Northern Cape, Kimberley, Western Cape, Cape Town, Eastern Cape, Port Elizabeth, KwaZulu-Natal, in Durban and Maritzburg, and in the Free State of Bloemfontein. People ask about the Women's League. We propose that the Women's League will start in 2015, and this is simply a question, again, of resources, both human resources as well as financial resources, but we certainly recognize that it's important to get the Women's Professional League going as well. We've been struggling in other codes of sport in this country for years to get Women's Professional League going. It hasn't succeeded, not even netball. And we might just catch up with netball sooner than what we think. Then we have a 5-year event plan, Chair. We intend doing the official launch of this league in July of this year. The league season will go from September to December. In year 2, it will go from March to November. And year 3, again, from March to November. So the planning for this league is well on. Underway. We believe that this league will take off in September. We are in negotiations with various broadcasters and sponsors, and we believe over the next 2 to 3 weeks we'll be finding ourselves in a situation where we can make an announcement that this league will take off in the country. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Karam, and for the presentation. A lot of work, Hora. I think someone also should have a nice basketball. Poland Bridge is represented by Hora. And I just hope that all those who have been accused of squandering money die in jail already. Where are these people that you know very well that have messed up the organization? And then I hope that the hawks are following them already. We've reported all the cases. And then if, of course, they misappropriated money, I'm not sure how these people, it still was a huge mess. And it was a huge mess. And I think it would assist us as to explain some of the questions that members are going to be posing. Cora, do you want to assist them?
Thank you for the presentation. Chair, let me start where you left off. We can't allow such a situation. We know who these people were. Us, and for me, for them, to have created this mess. Something needs to be done. And I hope that something is in place to deal with them.
It was a beautiful program, but the one problem with that program is in the financial state we are in. I don't know how I'm going to kick off this program. And,
Grace?
that your sentiment is very strong.
I think there must have been sponsors involved in basketball. And it's going to be difficult for you to get on board again. This is just an idea.
You spoke about Free State
Government. I think Free State Government is
very involved when they are in sport. If you
look at boxing also, because a lot of Africans from that NEC there. And what I think we need to do
is to speak to the minister.
So that when does this mean next?
He speaks to the MECs, because
then it's a problem. I know it's a problem. The assistance from provincial government for sports facilities is very poor.
I think we need to engage that.
And also, basketball, you German officials, we need to meet with these provincial people and engage them, as you have done with this thing. Because if you look even at their sport council chair, their sport council has an office and it's been funded by the government of this state. So I think we need to engage other provinces also to do likewise. Because if you want basketball really to get to that peak, they will need some funding. And also, I know it's not easy to get money from Lotto. They have got their own procedures and what they do. But really, if we want to have things on the board, then we need to engage other competitors. Let me say.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. According to their turnaround strategy, I want to note, Chairperson, that do they have a plan for rural areas? Because where I come from, Ekobo, there is no basketball at all. Thank
you. Thank you,
Chair. First, I'd like to say thank you to the team and to Graham for presenting. What strikes me, Chair, more than anything else, is that we have a tendency in this country, I think, to tear down what's good instead of encouraging people who are doing things right and always finding fault with people who are somewhat successful. In the meantime, there's a huge heap of problems lower down. And I just want to say that for a federation that's an administration, this is a wonderful presentation with huge challenges, but it's a very sobering thing about where we are as South Africans and where we place our priorities. The questions I want to pose obviously are financial sort of, but the first question is the 2010 financials have been audited, and Honourable Hora touched on this. If we're going to get money for this federation or help get money from Lotto, we need to get all the financials audited. How far is 2011, 2012 away from completion? And I hope that Lotto won't take into account the fact that it's possibly a qualified audit because of the lack of funds, and recognise that there's a genuine attempt to sort it out. Chief, the other thing that I find very problematic is that these ladies and gentlemen, at their own expense, are having to come here and travel around the country and get the sport organized. Surely SASCOC must, they're the ones who put the sport into administration, surely they must assist in helping these people get out there and achieve the objectives of getting the sport, you know, back on its feet. And it's worrying that they haven't used some of their resources to do so, in my mind. To me, probably the most incredible thing is that the players between 19 and 24 are 60%, 68% of your playing base. And I think that's a fantastic ray of hope for the future here. And then just moving on, Graham, I'd like to ask, you're talking about getting a professional league and whatnot, but you don't even have one surface that is up to international, let alone national standards. What are you going to do about that? And is there a roll-up that one can get? For example, I don't know anything about the surface, although I have seen some NBA games in America in the past. But can one get a used surface from the NBA? Would they be willing to assist? Is that not an organization who is trying to develop the game worldwide as well? Can they not come to the party? But I'll leave it there. There is more, but as we go along, we can answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Tube.
Thanks, Chairperson, and thanks to the presenters who we have invited and are telling us what is happening in basketball. I'm a little bit touched. As a parent who stays in the township, when I hear what is happening in basketball, more so because it's classified a little bit as the black sport because of the percentage of people who are playing the sport. But what you have said when on the opening remarks, Chairperson, about the people who squander money, I want to take it further and, you know, emphasize the how part of the sport, whether it's Sasquatch or whoever who's in charge, taking care of people like this, because to me it's like it's recurring. You get this leadership, it will squander, you dismiss or you whatever, remove from their position, nothing is being done. The other group will do either plus or more. So it's going to be a trend of people just coming and rip us off and just getting it like scot-free. The second question is around frustrating, to me, I'll take it as frustrating, people who are playing this sport, especially the incident that you told us around people who were supposed to start at 10 o'clock because of whatever, they had to start at 1 o'clock. I mean, those people are there volunteering to play, but the frustration that they get, the numbers that you showed from 2009 up to now, a lot of people will start, you know, getting demoralized, and they will leave the sport despite the fact that they like it. We need to help each other. The last question around people who have been frustrated. I see you have a lot of traveling and trips that you want to do in and outside the country. If you are funding yourself and there are trips that you want to go over outside South Africa, I think it needs money. And how do you think you are going to at least not do all the trips but one or two? Who do you think will assist in traveling, in making those clubs or teams that want to go to Zimbabwe, Angola, to travel? The last one is that the person who was training, was it for free or you also took it out of your pocket? And my little understanding of out of your pocket, I just want to check, what does that mean, out of the pocket, out of my pocket? Thank you, Chief.
Honorable Saga and Honorable Moose.
Very much, and thank you, Graham, for your presentation. I've also joined other members to say I'm also demoralized with the way in which we run sports in this country. And previously, it was Boxing South Africa, which was also in debt. It was ASA, also in debt, and basketball now. So it seems as if when people want to get rich quicker, they participate in, they want to be elected in positions in sports federations. But I want also to appreciate your efforts in changing the direction for the basketball. But firstly, Chair, I want to, I'd love to see a situation where the steering committee tells us about the state of the clubs of basketball in provinces. They were doing clubs in provinces, in districts, and in different provinces. For example, yes, in Free State we've got this facility, but other clubs that are existing and that are active. I understand, yes, in most provinces the clubs are not organized, but do we have them in other provinces? And secondly, what is the relation between basketball and the department? Because normally every year they will tell us that they are distributing money to different federations. And I want to believe the basketball also is part of those federations who are getting money from from the department. And the minister has appointed the basketball in terms of launching the, I don't know what is the Premier League or whatever. So, but he's giving support sometimes this year. So what was the money for and how much has been given to basketball? And
I'm afraid to ask you when are you going for AGM?
Because one, you don't have money. You sure you don't have money? And two, the state also in terms of finances in the basketball is not well. So yes, we can say that 1 year it's long, but you know, it's still a problem to elect a new committee without putting your house in order, especially in terms of finances. Also in terms of the relations with the department, I think there's a program also in the department, scientific support. So I just want to check whether if you also tapped in that program for assistance and the mass participation too, because they're receiving a lot of money and unfortunately we don't see the outcomes of that program. And lastly, you know, I just want to check when we get there to a point where women's sports it's prioritized in the country. I'm writing this because when you go to SAFA, Banyana Banyana is last on the list, and in terms of finances. Now in the basketball, yes, you are getting money from your own. They are not there because they don't have money. But even in terms of you launching your what is that? I think it was in the medal. You said the women's sports will be prioritized somewhere around 2015. I'm just disappointed, especially in the sports fraternity, that women's football are not taken very seriously. It was not called before the women's sports. It was not given any support, or it's not given any support that they expected in government. And when you are the issue of people, especially members who are serving in your executive committee. Hence, we are having a wheelchair basketball. I think you should take this as non-negotiable action. Those people should be prioritized in terms of serving in your executive. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm actually covered by colleagues on a number of questions that I wanted to pose. But among questions that I wanted to ask Graham, was as to whether they have ever considered visiting any of our neighboring countries where basketball is played. But in his deliberation, I heard that you once visited Mozambique. I just want to check with you that you surely must have learned something in Mozambique. And have you ever considered presenting to SASCOC the manner in which they manage despite their economic state, or perhaps shared with the minister of sports. That's my number one. My number two is that are you speaking to any company that is willing to sponsor you, any company in the country that is willing to sponsor you? The second one, the last question, Chairperson, you'll give a directive on this one. For people with disability, I'm not sure whether the Department of Women, Children and People with Disability would not be an assist in a case of a wheelchair basketball. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Graham.
Thank you very much, and I will come back for another attempt. So, Clark and the team, to you.
Who's
Clark?
Greg McKenzie and Greg Angel. Oh. There's only one Greg, and who's the member of Parliament, and this Greg is not the Greg. Sorry, Clark. They are in an office at the stadium called Wembley Stadium. In the dirt tracks of Johannesburg, what's that
stadium?
Okay. I want Mrs. One Day, if you're in Johannesburg, to go and have a look at the place where the national office is.
Very nice place, though.
It's a real mess. These gentlemen would have paid salaries for 15 months, is it long enough? 14 months. They would pay salaries. What made them remain there, I still don't know. But they sat there and they continued doing what they could do with no resources. SAFCOC came and assisted us and started paying their salaries. The SAFCOC is definitely paying the salaries. SAFCOC would make available. And another member asked meetings, which I will address as well. SAFCOC will make available facilities for meetings, etc. SAFCOC
certainly assists us. It will be wrong of SAFCOC to assist with programs and things when our financial situation is in a mess. So where they can, they don't give us money. They, in actual fact, pay directly for those resources. So SAFCOC certainly. The same breath, I want to say, even SRSA. SRSA has assisted, for instance, with the national championships of March, when the provincial governments never responded. I personally went to the DG and said, I need your help. And he assisted me, despite PFMA. He could not give us money directly because we haven't accounted the last 3 years. So we had to find a different way in which we could get through provinces, the teams here. So both SRSA and SAFCOC helps us to the extent that they can legally. And I think that is important to note, that they are both SAFCOC and SRSA. I would never have been here if I wasn't convinced that SRSA and SAFCOC are supporting us. I would never have accepted this because it would have been crazy for me to do that. They certainly back us 100% where they can. But I understand the constraints of the PFMA, I understand the constraints, so they cannot go the full... So I just wanted to correct that impression, that certainly SAFCOC assists us as well as SRSA. Speaking to MECs, as the Honourable Member raised, I certainly think, gentlemen, it's important that you assist us in engaging MECs. We obviously do not want to go directly to them, but it will certainly assist us tremendously. The committee can assist us in opening those doors. As far as plan for rural areas are concerned, which the member to my right has also raised, part of our overall turnaround strategy is rural development. And part of that is to get facilities via municipalities in that regard. I take Limpopo as an example, Mpumalanga as an example specifically, where we do not have the facilities. So I'm saying to my colleagues they need to touch on the rural development as well once they start answering some of the questions. On the financials, the Honourable Member asked, how far are we in the other processes? We have obliged the former treasurer to make himself available. to provide the information that we require. I would say we're probably 80% down the line with finalization. We want it finalized by the 29th of June so that it can be presented as drafts to the council. Again, we're having a council meeting on the 29th of June, Saturday morning, and people are finding their own resources to come to that meeting, the provinces, and they will come. I promise you they will come. That level of commitment which we have from the provinces. So the financials, we hope that it will be finalized before that. Then, SASCOC using funds, and we're using our own funds. We basically use it to fund our travel, to fund meetings, etc. And you don't want to talk about these things in public, but we use our own resources even to buy stationery, to have the internet reconnected, to Stephen, we can go on and on and on. And unfortunately, it does come out of the members' pockets. The interim committee, they carry it. We don't when these gentlemen have to travel, they need petrol money, so you give them petrol money. When they need a car, we have, unfortunately, and it's not money you can reclaim from anyway because there's nothing. So we're not too concerned about that part. We're not concerned about that. We'll continue doing what we can. But we need an office that is functional. We had a telecom bill which had to be paid 66,000 rand. Well, they've just given it to me now. So we've got a service provider, internet here in Cape Town. Every month we need to pay. Sometimes we forget about it. And then they cut you off because this is not part of your normal debt that you're paying. Unfortunately, we're having to do that. But we're not complaining. We're saying we'll get this organization right. The ray of hope around the 68%, I certainly agree with the member who raised that. The Pro League and services. Chairman, I think in the minister's budget vote you would have heard that he wants to bring the NBA out here. Now, that NBA requires proper floors. They cannot bring in second-hand floors because of the cost, etc. I'm appealing to this committee that you need to be assisting us that in every province we need to have at least two customized floors. I'm not certain where we're going to get to assist that. It would either have to be the lottery fund or the national government or the provincial governments. But we need a minimum of two dedicated floors in every province. And it would be great if one province can get it going and the challenge to the rest. At the moment, we have one floor which is in the possession of BSA, but which belongs to the person who's owed 2.5 million rand. So we will use that floor with their permission. However, last week we have put together a proposal, and I want Tempo just to talk that quickly, a proposal, Tempo, around equipment which we hope to submit to the department. Will you just touch on that when you come to that? Okay. Then, Chair, somebody spoke about reporting to the authorities. We can only do that once we have the final outcome from the auditors so that we know. But certainly SASCOC and everybody, if there is prima facie evidence of people having abused funding, we will not hesitate to lay criminal charges. We will not hesitate, no matter who the people are. Somebody touched on it as priority sport. Government identified basketball as a priority sport. The department has identified it. It is in the sports plan. Basketball is in a priority sport. I think in 2014, basketball is earmarked for special attention from the department. I think this year it is netball, or swimming, and next year it would be basketball. So certainly a priority sport. People who have maladministered, I've answered that. Demoralization in sport. We may be demoralized, but we'll continue. Somehow we'll be in this battle. International trips. I think it's more bringing people in here than going out. We have cancelled international trips. We have cancelled any event which is not funded. Very clear in our minds. We will not undertake anything which is not funded. If there is no funding, we will not undertake it. The trainer who came here, he came at the cost, his flights were paid by FIBA. We had to accommodate him and pay his internet connection and pay his internal flight. Again, it was a combination between out-of-pocket and some provinces. But once again, done, and we're bringing him back. We're a bit grieved for punishment, so he's coming back. Remember, touch on the demoralized the way sport is run in the country. We concur with that. The state of clubs in the provinces, Tepo and Charles, I want you to touch on that. But certainly, there are clubs, but a lot of the clubs are not organized the way we want it. So we put together a club manual, which we have assistance with from FIBA, and we are hoping that in the period after the AGM, and we'll touch on that as well, that the focus will then be on building capacity in the provinces. But we need to get organization going first. Relationship between basketball and SRFA, I've touched on that. It's excellent. They're assisting us as far as they can. Members have touched on scientific support and mass participation. We can only access that once we have actually accounted for funding that they've given us thus far. They cannot assist us until that is done, hopefully by the 27th of July when we have an AGM, and I'm touching now immediately on the AGM. We intend having the AGM the 27th of July. We intend having an AGM. Come hell or high water, we will have an AGM on the 27th of July. We will put in place a committee. We're not certain how that structure will look, whether it should be a combination between elected people and nominated people. People have touched on it, I think the member has touched on it. You don't want to do all this work and then have people elected and within a year or 18 months collapses again. But some of us unfortunately have other jobs. Some of us need to get on with our lives. And then some of us need to get out of basketball so that others can run it. But we're certainly going to have those elections on the 27th of July. Women fought as a priority. I agree completely. Basketball is the one sport that there is an even split between men and women participation. But we tend to put women on the back burner, as a member has said. And the only reason why we're doing this is for very practical reasons, and I'm going to say it. You understand the sponsorship market better than I do in this country. They do not readily put money into women's sport for whatever reasons. We are hoping to use the men as a springboard to ensure that we get... the minister has had a long debate around this as well, with us around this, but we are committed to having a women's league up and running by 2015 on a professional basis. No. The AGM definitely, and I've noted the comments from the member around people with disabilities and women, certainly that is part of our constitution. In actual fact, I want to say, Chairperson, that wheelchair basketball is the only sponsored league in the world where they have a sponsored league as well as broadcasting of their events. And it's been happening in wheelchair basketball for the last 10 years. So certainly wheelchair basketball has not been tainted to the same extent to what basketball has been tainted, and hence you find sponsors still sponsoring wheelchair basketball. I touch on the visits to neighboring countries. It will only happen if we have the resources. And the lessons, it's not only from Mozambique or Angola. No. Basketball is big in those countries. But in Angola, it is linked to parasitals. Okay, so the oil company or the railway company, they will have a basketball club. And in that way, they have their facilities. Mozambique, basketball is big in Mozambique. And again, it is both government and foreign companies who actually put into basketball. Quite often, Chairperson, it is somebody who loves the sport. We invest in the sport. So it's an almost emotional tie with the sport. We need to find those people in this country. We're certainly speaking to various companies. I'm confident, Chairperson, that we will have the league going in September. I expect, and Dali can speak to that now as well, I expect an announcement in the next 2 to 3 weeks around the league, where it would at least be able to announce a broadcast partner for the league, and hopefully from that will flow getting service providers. We need, we're not only after a title sponsor. We need suppliers. We need somebody who can supply vehicles. We need somebody who can supply balls. We need somebody who can supply hoops. Those are the types of resources that we believe we need to be approaching. If we need to be approaching the Mangos and the Kululas of this world, those are the types of suppliers that we want to get on board. We're not looking big. We're looking relatively small compared to others, but we believe it's the basis on which we can actually get things going. I'll leave the rest out to my colleagues to answer.
Thank you, Allah.
Chairperson, thank you very much again for giving us this opportunity. I think I want to touch on the BNL, which is the Basketball National League. Currently, our directors, as we speak now, they're in a meeting, closed-door meeting, a whole-day meeting, if it has to be, to tighten up the loose ends that needs to be done in terms of governance and other issues. Once that has been done, we will be able to make announcements. As Graham has indicated, we are in vigorous negotiations with a broadcaster. We will be making announcements in a few weeks, if not a week or so. But according to our plan and our anticipation is that by September, first weekend of September, during the NBA BWB program, we will be also ready to be a basketball professional.
Thank you. Women. Not just neglecting and working on them, also we have programs that are purely for women in our country, like in ACA, during the long weekend of the Women's Day. We also have the International Tournament Women invite also foreign countries from Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Botswana. Come in with our kids in the country so that our kids can also learn from their counterparts from the nearby country. Also during the 15 days of children against women and children abuse, we do have competition for women only. During those strategic days, also during the year, not on our national competition, we give our women a different opportunity like we give to the men. That applies also to men and the system and the issue. In terms of the equipment, the National Department, contributing the NBA team to the country, is also for the available equipment for the country. This will intend to become the product of the federation and will need to support our sports. It is important to say that for this basketball court, we have to pay about 6-7 million where you've got your heart with sitting after the equipment. But we are feeding back on the maximize their market share in the world. Because there is a feeling in the West, but they are looking to get most abroad outside the U.S. So that was very important for our political values here. I can tell you, they are not doing a party policy, anything concrete. I was a student saying that even today, I can come to them, they simply will not give up. Let them point that equipment they are to us. They won't be able to do that. But we can use them like, out of the market teams and everything to them, because they are very good. That's the only thing we can tell about them. But in terms of getting equipment for us, revenue or youth, we will never get that. And 2 years ago, we can see that we told them, we don't want you taking. How do you give us LTU instead of taking? Come, let's test the effort in the issue. You come on and you will take you that you can play with life. But not come to you. I'm not going to look. Just to take the success on the 21st July, we have our EGM come up. We'll be back and we'll be ready. And based on what we have seen throughout, the Council Committee will be able to make a correct recommendation to everything. Lastly, when the league comes aboard, either for men or women, I believe that our local team will get to the sixth position. Once we have active politicians inside our country, we are players who will be able to play it and have the experience because our people is the type of nationalism. That's a major problem we have. Secondly, we can identify Mozambique and Angola. We don't see a reason why we must go too far away because our neighbors are still beating us. We feel we spend the dominance in our 18 before we can say, okay, let's now counter everyone else. That's the reason why the Samora Machel, Angola, and everything. All of them will add very fast to the team. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. I've been busy with training of officials in the country, and I found that we have a big potential of officials in South Africa. Currently, we have three officials that have been invited to officiate in the World Cup, and this doesn't happen in a lot of countries. So this is a big step that we have taken in terms of participation in the World Cup. In terms of our national team, we never participate in the World Cup, so to have officials officiating there is a big step for us. We have this league coming also, which we're going to use our officials to officiate in this league, and we all know that the standard of a certain league lies in our officials. If the officials are good, then they'll take this spot very high. So we have officials almost in all provinces. In all 9 provinces, we have a good number of officials. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Well, thank you very much for the presentation. I think, members, it's very clear that the Correct, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. It's a very popular sport, as they are saying, that it shouldn't be where it is now, I think. Local government should be really be mobilized, McKenzie, to ensure that the leaky money that they have in MIG, MIG, if this is utilized to particular metros, you know, the metros that they did, it shouldn't be right that one is there, that's one. People who learn even how then they can have even two, all of them combined to White Stars for the facilities for basketball. It shouldn't be very expensive in order to have a very good basketball dab in Cape Town, Nelson Mandela and Purple City, even the Angawong City. I think they should be able to do that. Then, members, I guess as you move on to do your oversight function this, I think it's in June, toward the end of June. I think we are going to visit some of these areas and start raising some of the issues that are raised. Because it's important to engage with MCs as we meet with them, also raising some of the issues for sport. And I guess that's what we should do. And the rural area, Graham, I think is fine. Assist us to do a lot of sport in rural area. When I was young, I was told that Moose, if you want to be a basketball player, must be tall. And since nowadays we are producing only wooden teams. We just producing a short one nowadays.
soccer players, all of them, you can see that they wouldn't win against the Ethiopians anyway. Notwithstanding the wishes, they wouldn't win, because I think the West Africans are absolutely very tough players there. And hopefully that are going to develop us ourselves. And then. But the bigger problem against the Dowie sport in South Africa, poor governance. I just hope that Graham, as you organize the HEM, and then again one electorate spoon they will call grasshoppers. Their main responsibility is to run everything down. If you give them this building working, the jobs are here. When they come in, all the jobs are removed. And then they loot everything that they see in the school. Because Honorable Ndebele, the Minister of Correctional Services, they call this thing. It does hoping, will. It's for everything that you see in front of you. I hope that you are not going to go to HM and have people like that. And then hopefully you will go to HM and have real committed men and women who are going to run this basketball correctly. Because there will be no sponsor anyway. That sponsors people who are showing money, who misuse money, and then the sponsor wouldn't come. But also no sponsor comes and there's no proper constitution. No, it's just proper issue. I'm not sure, Mackenzie, why rugby can't assist as a sport. And then surely rugby must assist some people to develop skills. Because the Fana Bafana didn't qualify, I think it's not going to qualify because of poor administration. Not that one. That one doesn't work. And it has been taken out, you know. But the point that we don't have good sport administrators in our country, I think it's a big problem, generally. All popular sport, whether it's cricket with their problem, rap I think now is improving, some problem here and there of transformation and development, but general that administratively is very far better organized. Never they were sponsors, you know. And then soccer also, notwithstanding their problem, there are some sponsors there. The NetBank is sponsoring them. Basketball is very popular. Surely it will be sponsored once it is well organized and is properly run. And then not by people who are greedy, who are almost, as we say, already called the grasshoppers. Even if we put them in, even if organization is running, they loot it within 2 months and it's gone. So they've got no other commitment except to do exactly that, I think. We must really work it out, you know, at the table. These universities that you're lecturing on, they must produce good sport administrators. We can't have mass participation in sport without good administrators. And the local government are going to raise that requirement with them, some of these issues to assist. Also, the sport council every province. I'm not sure that the Western Cape is working now. Cora, I know that we've been trying to locate them. We are lucky to locate where they are. But I know that the Eastern Cape one, they were here, they are working on that. And it's in the case that they're international, they are working on that. And they will interact with them, police as we go to our oversight also. Just meet with them and raise some of the issues that other colleagues are raising. Swimming, they are raising. Athletics South Africa is raising. Basketball now is raising, the netball colleagues are raising. Hopefully, so them you want to have franchise in this year. And then I think netball anyway is going for franchising now. Hopefully, basketball also go a franchising role. And I'm not sure what they think, but I think the general meeting, once we have a democratically elected structure, maybe some of the problem will still resolve. But sometimes they don't resolve the problem. If we don't have Mackenzie to come in and run, I'm not looking for you, Mackenzie. I know that the Sharks will never allow you to move out. Anyway, you fire their coach also. that is very good. If you don't perform, you must be fired. Now, even Corey doesn't perform, 2014, must be fired. Must be fired, because people must perform. And I guess that we should do that, colleagues, and then work out all the areas of social sport and the high-performance sport, and then the whole question of the rural development,
churches anywhere that are using all these facilities, those churches are well organized. The only structure in society that is well organized is the church. We can argue that they're 2,000 years old. But no one even gives them sense to go there. They pump their own money. And then they go there. They may differ around the bishop, but they are well organized. It's one structure in society that is well organized at the churches. And every Sunday, everyone goes to a church, and those who go to chambers on Saturday. And then they move differences. No one pays for them. They pay it for themselves. And I think that basketball South Africa wants to be like that. They want to pay it themselves. They'll pay it themselves. I think they'll be well organized in future. We'll raise the issue with MSCs, though, as we meet with them also. We are going to raise some of our objections, and we hope that will take care of some of the issues. And I think members really also were commenting on many issues yourself. Precisely because you understand the state of the organization and administration. And then hopefully that, Cora, we don't end up with dissolving every structure. Every federation got dissolved because sometimes it doesn't solve the problem. If you've got people who got no intention to run an organization properly, when people can loot any organization without them going to jail, we are not going to resolve the problem of situation in our country. Therefore, there should be commitment on some of these issues. And then, Graham, I know that, as you are saying, of course, we always talk about transformation for general, and they also talk about the whole issue of development of sport. It seems we are developing it, despite the fact that there are no resources that are made available to you to do that. And I want members really to not to delay them more than this. We have allowed them. They're giving us a clear picture. What is their way forward? What are the challenges? And what they expect members of parliament to do. No member of parliament is a lobbyist. They will have their role to play to ensure that people work out some of these matters correctly. Very soon, you meet with them somewhere in Freiburg. And ensure that kids they play this thing. Social cohesion is very important. This board can assist us a lot to address the question of social cohesion of our society. And I think that's what we should do. Mackenzie, I think we'll offer yourself some time to advise other structures.
Yeah, well, two observations. I meant to say that how good this particular presentation was in terms of the training and development, and Paul touched on it. You know, that without these coaches being trained and accrediting these different officials, you don't have a sport, and it's a fundamental issue. And I think they need to be praised for that. I think it's fantastic. And to have three official games of the World Cup, that's an amazing achievement. That's the first thing. The second thing I wanted to ask Graham was, is there going to be an SGM in terms of the amending the constitution? Is it a new constitution and is it going to be an SGM before the AGM? How's that process going to work? And then finally, just an observation, the observation that with no money, 5.5 in debt, the men's ranking is the same as soccer's ranking, both in Africa and worldwide. The ranking. For basketball, men's basketball, with being in debt, no structures or facilities, is the same ranking in Africa as OFA, and also in the world. FIFA ranking, if you look at national teams. So it just shows what can be done if we get right there. It's fantastic. And the last thing is, that thing about, in this presentation, spoke about the third most popular for males, and I think nine for the women. It's a fantastic opportunity for this country to get this right. Because you've got a natural affinity for the sport. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. We just only need good administrators there. We must train more administrators. Okay.
Yes. Just thank you for this opportunity, and we will certainly take heed what has been said here. The special general meeting which Honourable McKenzie is referring to, that's on the 29th of June, will be considering all the amendments for adoption at the 8th, so that the AGM can take place on the 29th.
Okay.
And then you will also invite members.
As
observer.
I wrote down here two special requests with your indulgence, if I may, just as one was, it would really be appreciated if we can have a member or two at the meeting on the 29th of July. We're starting at 10 o'clock at 12 o'clock at the Liberty House. That would certainly help, and then also at the AGM. But not just as an observer, I certainly would like to be able to attend to be given an opportunity to address the that will certainly help us tremendously. And then, Chair, somebody touched on the franchise issue. In actual fact, this one has learned from us. We have run completely on the franchise.
Okay.
So whatever is being proposed around the league, there are current existing franchises, and now we're extending it to provinces where there were no franchises. So it will definitely be on the franchise system. And Chair, perhaps you can sort of consider this in our approach to sponsors. It always helps to know that the portfolio committee is familiar with our situation, and the portfolio committee will consider supporting us in our approaches to sponsors. That type of letter certainly helps tremendously as well. Thanks again to the members for this opportunity.
Okay, now thank you very much. We'll consider the invitation of Mackenzie and Peke and Cora mostly to come and bless your area. And if you are in Axelville, Comrade Dure will attend. If you are in Alexander, I will attend. After Alexander, I don't attend meeting. I won't attend meeting in Alexander Township only. And then any other invitation without that, we'll consider seriously. There are members here who have been participating in sport for many years. We are also owning club anyway, so we are to ensure that they assist us to develop sport in South Africa. We are really convinced that basketball will grow, provided though that we've got good administrators who run the sport appropriately. And then because we are becoming a very greedy society. A very greedy, a person who never respects authority and society, just respects himself. He's really a grasshopper, destruction of everything that moves. And then he runs to Mozambique after that. Even in Mozambique, he destroys everything in Mozambique. And then it's a big problem that you are facing. Because unless you are committed to do things right, and you are going to mess up many things. So, we wouldn't have sports in South Africa. Some of the very popular sports, but are in the mess, in general. Basketball, of course, was dissolved because of the mess, was disbanded because of the mess. And then there are many factors that are in the mess. And then once money comes in because of greediness, then the fight starts. I think we'll work together now because all of you are pumping out of your pocket. And then if there's 1 billion run from someone, I think most of you must try to raise one. They may be inviting more problem. And then I think one way or another, then we must really try our level best to turn this thing around. The main affiliates, though, in federation have come before the committee over many years, presented very good presentations with no commitment to implement. And then some of them, but they come here, they convince all of us that they are serious, but we know very well that this man is creating this thing, but not serious on what he says. And then when he goes out, he's voted out of the office by another coup. That takes South Africa as a classical example of the real problems that are facing us. But if you are not serious, hopefully them will agree in future that government must administer for at a certain point in time. Okay. And then they are doing that in France, you know. Because they've taken it very serious in France. If the government doesn't wait for them to mess it up, once they see something is messed up, they get rid of those people, put administration and put other people to run. And all of us, anyway, France, I'm told, is the first world country. And also democratic for the last 1,000 years. And then I'm told that they've been there all along, and therefore no one is objecting to that. I think even in South Africa, as a man, there were rules. The minister must intervene when there are problems. We shouldn't wait until things are destroyed completely by this grasshopper generation. when they are destroyed completely, come in, the damage is too big. And then many people, many poor people, was for general. It's predominantly played by poor people everywhere, working class people everywhere. Rich people anyway, they don't have a thing about this thing. They must go and think because they are full of, their stomach is full. No worker anyway ever invented anything.
Oh, God.
Because they must think about the food. And the rich people go and wear their play golf. But the problem is for anyway for working class, and it shouldn't be right. But we disadvantage poor people that way. And then all of, sometimes it's middle class, they run sport. They don't play sport themselves, but they run sport. They are middle class, they run sport, but they don't play sport as they play golf. I'm not sure golf is number 20 or 100, whatever. But it's a very important one for Tucker Wood. I just think that then we must really work serious on this one. It's a very important one. But we need more commitment of South Africans now to run things proper. Because this thing of running every association down is really a problem. It doesn't assist us, embarrasses us. And I hope that Bafana Bafana, you're not going to court to fight with the defeated by Ethiopia. That's some people use and reach that players, therefore always qualified through technicality. I think it can't be right for any country to do that. They're a rich country. They've got full potential. But I think we should work it out them on that way. And then again, thank you for coming and thank you for using our resources. And hopefully won't be devolved using our resources and get devolved and blame for. And blame for, but we must really thank you. We are very thankful that you are trying to level size to improve this. We'll support you as a portfolio committee to ensure that we really do very strong administration and cost. And then thank you again for coming. Enjoy tea and water. The committee is continuing just for 30 minutes, really, or in 20 minutes. But let us take 5 minutes to allow our visitors to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can
I turn on the question? I don't know. What's the problem? Why do you go to Brazil to pet dog?
Every time.
What is the problem?
I said, Mark, I'm not saying it.
presentation, responses to questions and concerns raised by members, access to National Lottery Board application process, selection criteria for funding programs. They've raised an issue and said that we should pin them down on the basic facilities to assist the basketball South Africa. This is not as intense. There's a lot of money in that project. But it seems they don't even know how to do this one. They'll end up buying funds. And then the local league issue. And then provincial and national competition, capacity building. In fact, they must just assist us to train sport administrators. This capacity building must work in a very organized way. I think at the moment it's very haphazard. I think when we meet with them very soon also, we must really sit down with them and set up a good program over time. Just train proper sport administrators. Otherwise, this thing can't work. They wouldn't be Barcelona if there was a poor administration there. There would be no Madrid, no Kaiser Chiefs, or no Pirates. Really. It's just good administration. Once you've got good administration, even this committee, anyway, can't work if there's bad administration. And the whole meeting, we cannot sit here. Is in hospital and come from hospital, you go to another hospital. The staff, they do that in some time. We hope that the new Zane, they're going to tend to staff. Anyway, it's from Houghton. The boy that we trained a lot in Houghton. Because you guys are here, that's right. Otherwise, the price car. I remember. They are well written. They catch up, of course, will be mistake here and there, but they're not fundamental mistakes. Sometimes it will be a repetition here and there, but not fundamental issues. They capture the spirit in the life of the meeting. I think it's a good improvement. And the disability policy on page 3, and the wheelchair tennis, and disabled golf open, but it seems there's no basketball, disabled to basketball. And then we must raise with them. And then on page 4, where the thanks to National Lottery, and we have adopted our minutes, that meeting, adopted a report of study called to Argentina. A very exciting study, so very exciting study. I can see it now, we can send you to Argentina, I think we can leave. We adopted the program for 2030, and then the meeting then ended in 2025. And any complaint on these issues or other members you want to raise, are we fine with the ministers, etc.? I think there's a lot of improvement. And then I think the improvement is precisely because we raised the issues, and I think the staff is responding very well. And really, I think the university is good. And then I hope that 2014 to 2019, you are going to retire. you are not retiring very soon. So those who don't come back will be employed. You know, come and take minutes. For taking minutes, it'll be very nice idea. I think the staff in Nanyaga are talking. The entire administration in Nanyaga. We call it become the signature of public. Okay, colleagues, I think we are here with this one. Mackenzie, Japan, Muku adoption, Musi, secondly in December. And then the minister adopted and Well, the minutes on time, I think, very critical.
Yeah.
We don't have now minutes that are not adopted for 2 months and committees. Okay. I think our committee is no longer like this. Red carded. Minutes are going to take 1 year in committees to adopt. I think so. When you are taken to court, you can't use that. Because that was the court of business. Another issue that you wanted just to touch on, colleagues in Castle Law, is the whole issue of our study call or study oversight business. There are two ideas that we wanted to place for your consideration. One idea was for us to split into two. Have a team that goes to Northwest and goes to Free State, and have a team that goes to Limpopo and go to Malanga. And hopefully we have a very balanced team, both of gender and then also the experience. That's very important that we are balanced. So some of the issues that we have identified all over for real engagement with sport council, MNCs, local structures, I think are very critical for us that we do that. Another view that was expressed that maybe the first week we should be one team that's going for one area, and we divide ourselves in the second week. It seems that we have some proposal on that. And of course, what we want to do, I know that in principle we have agreed on the holding of the study visit or oversight visit to these provinces. We are feeling that the following visit will be the Western Cape and Northern Cape. Before the end of the year.
Limpopo
and Mpumalanga would be another team that will go there, another team will go there. We thought that we must do it early because we need administration and department to be part of that. Just as that we wanted to do that anyway. We wanted to have two simultaneous oversight visits. Limpopo and Mpumalanga, one team, Group B and Group BE. And another team goes to Northwest and then to State. And that's what we wanted to do, because otherwise the year is over. We must at least finalize our visit to all provinces. Because when we write a handover report, we come in shut up. At least we must know what we have really worked on it. Just to avoid again people doing the same thing forever. Because we never change things if we repeat one and the same thing forever. The first part will be to go for every day. This was called wanted to do call. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, just a slight problem. Okay? I don't know how it is going to affect me. There are district by-elections in my constituency. And it might be on the 7th of August. And I've been appointed by the province to be in the task team to deal with those by-elections. And I don't know, but I said to them, look, for you to say that to me, there must be a letter to go to the chief group, and I think it must go to the SG address. So that's what I wanted to read.
Okay. But I think we agree, but I think we should stick to what we are doing.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We firstly, a member of parliament, primary responsibility, parliamentary duty. Primary responsibility of member. Secondarily, a member of parliament can then assist the building his part. But the committee of any organization has never suffered because the member of parliament has gone somewhere. Is going to organize the concept of court, but then it doesn't come in. It's a structure that he had a lot of potential, but they decided again to do a very grasshopping. Destroy everything that they do.
Locust.
No, the local approach.
Not the ground
doctor. The local approach, yeah. They take everything that is there. Okay, no, I think that we should stick to that look. And Debuko, you must send this thing the way we are asleep on it. Two teams going to Mpumalanga and the country. First, there must be a letter to those teams. And then, therefore, the separate preparation, how the team moves. But the comrades who are going, they must also have a meeting themselves. Just to ensure that there's proper coordination. that members we don't really go, members sometimes are not there because of other problems. Can we take a view, really, that COVID will only be excused in hospital? Any other excuse, it won't be acceptable. So we shouldn't book for five and we have two combo going. And happen to be a male and a female, it's only the husband and the wife. It's a new NGO. Well, no NGOs are like that. Cora and the wife, they can open a new NGO. And then they don't account to anyone. I think that's what we should do, colleagues. And the committee are there at indicated where they want to go.
Yes. Come in. Just to cover the Honourable Cora's concern, the 3 weeks that have been set aside, it appears that the third week will not be possible for any member to attend. So also that the chief whip gathering workshop that is taking place where chairpersons are going to be there. So alternatively, that week falls out of the oversight in regard. So the first 2 weeks of the 24th, 26th, and that of the 29th will be the 2 weeks that will be used for oversight. Secondly, also, seeing that the initial program that was adopted, members had agreed upon areas within the Free State and Northwest. And that's the area that we think we propose that all members should attend to Free State and Northwest. And the following week, therefore, divide into Mpumalanga, Limpopo, Northern Cape, and Western Cape. And that was the proposal that I wanted to bring forth. That in the second week, that's where the split happens, but to Western Cape and Northern Cape, also Limpopo and Mpumalanga.
It will be too long. There will be political conferences. A member of parliament who doesn't go to this conference won't come back. And there will be difficult process on that. You must take 1 week that we are having. Split into two, as we agreed. One leg goes to two provinces that we have agreed on. Another one goes to another two provinces, the east and the west of the country.
Okay.
And then the following week, then we deal with these two. Then the Komiyong can go from here to Northern Cape. We can do that. The intention of that, this will be 1 week, going to these provinces, we come back, we do somewhere. Another opportunity for oversight committee week, we go to Northern Cape and the Western Cape, we conclude. I think we should stick to that.
That's it.
And then if we don't stick to that, we can cause problems for other organizational issues. And then conference that too many and the people who want to be there. Okay. And then members will indicate again their willingness. As we agreed again that if one team is more than more members, we take out a committee without consultation. We take you, put you there, just to make sure that things are balanced correctly.
Okay.
We don't have the male team going to Northwest, the female team going to Mpumalanga. It should be a very balanced team in terms of experience, in terms of parties. Just ensure that we cover those. Of course, Palin Pateria wants to be part of the team, and then Romitos has indicated that they want to be part of the team. I guess that no one has the right to refuse them, their participants have the right. I think if they are available, they want to come in, of course we'll talk to them though about their attendance. But we know members of parliament they like the team because we'll ask them also to touch their parties, but that's what they want to do. You can't deny them, I think that's right, but we know exactly what they want to achieve. Parliament must pay for them to run their party affairs. I think members they do that then. And then I think we should stick to that. 1 week, and what is that week start from?
25th.
July. And then we are from the 19th of June to the 24th of July in the recess period. And then the recess period will be difficult to set up a meeting over time. So the recess period will be a recess period.
Is it said? Members are coming back on the 20th.
We are coming back on the 24th. 4th of July. From the 4th of July then onwards, then that week belongs to the work that you wanted us to do. Doesn't show that the program of parliament wouldn't be is correct. And then we must do that. And then from there, then set up your meeting. And then set up And then, with me, Jade, really, you call then the colleagues as well. First point of entry is for us to meet with the provincial committee and the minister there. Even if the committee is not all there in Tumalang, but the sheriff's not a committee, the minister, they must meet with us. When we land with them, and we say that we can then meet with the people of the sport council and meet with other people that will respond, that's what we have. And they will brief us general about the state of sport in their area. Therefore, we are able to raise some of the issues that were raised by many federations when we meet with them. I think that's what we should do. And then we do that everywhere because committees are always complaining. We simply land there, we don't even tell them. And they've been doing what they're over 500 anyway in their own province, but because we don't interact with them, they find it. That's why they would only say, leave the national to do what they want to do. Because no business about it. I think we must inform them. Look at the program for us, and then advise me sooner for us to start finalizing some of those issues. Okay. Comrades, I think that's what we wanted to ask you. Any other issue?
Who's speaking now?
The phone.
What is it?
Well, not life anyway, colleagues. They are also located in many provinces.
Yeah.
There will be no harm to invite them. Sport trap, because one is legacy. And then the sport trap must be there. All this. We have just one almost introduction meeting and have a discussion on this matter and then allow it to move. But colleagues, just ensure that we balance the team. And then we are quite all in all. Those who attend the meeting. And then I think all colleagues are here. I think please and invite Wolomisa and then Pasarik, they are free coming. They will join whatever they want to join. Don't let them. We'll allow them to move. And do that here, yeah. Thank you very much.
I
thought I must talk about this. To take one for me.
Special the travel arrangement. Because there's no way we would make it all like it seems it traveled 24 hours.
Okay.
You haven't met them.
No, I met them.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that.
When you come and make Ilona a deeper report, talk about your own house and the
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you.